My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A very special caller is next, and he goes by the name Dan in I don't know where. Where are you, Dibs?
I am in Walnut Creek. I'm just outside of Walnut Creek Honda, where I'm about to pick my car up, where I got, again, 5-star service from the best service department in the Bay Area. But I'll tell you, I've been a little bit out of the loop today. I got in the car to go get my car back, and I heard the report, and I thought, you know what? I have to call in. I heard Butcher. He was great. You've been great. Grandy and Lucas chiming in as well. Today is a great day. It's a day for celebration. You know what that makes it, Mark? It's a celebration sensation.
That's a buck.
Cha-ching!
Thank you.
Yeah.
And no, I'll pay it.
I mean, there's no getting around that. You know, for those who want to be hyper-focused on this year and this year alone, and you know that's not me, and that's fine, but for those who want to focus on that, yes, this is phenomenal. Secondarily, it's just a relief to everybody. Dibs,
yeah.
Dibs, it's over. It's over.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we spent a whole half a show or almost the whole show trying to avoid it. And now we can talk about it in a different way. And I love the way you laid out the details. So it's 420, but it's 47 million over the next, I guess it's 5 months or whatever. And the fact that the reports are, and everybody rushed to report that this is the offer that was there 3 weeks ago, and then the agent comes in and says, actually, that's factually inaccurate. I do think that the $30 million average annual probably was unchanged, but what changed, I believe, is the money that he gets cash in hand, which is, you were saying, $47 million up front. That, to me, is the part where the agent is right, and the average annual value probably didn't change, so the reporters are right. We never know the full nuances of the deal, but that seems to me, if it is $47 million of the, I think you said $85 million total guarantee.
No, 76.
Okay, so if 47 of that's going to be paid out over the next half year,
yes.
That tells me that it still kind of is Debo or Brandon, not this coming off season, but the off season after that.
Yep. Yes, and I sit here today with the information we have in this moment, not feeling great about that. Not feeling great about it. So you call this a great day, and it is, but it's kind of like, I look at it this way, Dibs. And I'm not trying to throw water on anybody's, fire, but I look at it this way. You feel damn good the day you take out a loan, don't you?
Oh,
feel
yeah.
Damn good. You're like, oh my God, look at my bank account. That thing just got deposited into my, dude, I can move mountains. All right. And then you go buy a car or you do whatever you start doing, send your kid off to college. How do you feel in 2 years? When all that money's gone and all you're doing is just paying off debt.
Exactly.
Paying off debt. And so all I'm saying today, without all the information, I don't know how this is going to play out over a full year, who's going to play well, who's going to stay healthy. I am concerned. I'm concerned about the future of the wide receiver room. I am concerned about one of my favorite 49ers, Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all, because I think that this year, you know, Brandon's going to eventually be ready to go. Hopefully he doesn't sustain one of those injuries that you talked about and that you and I have discussed ad nauseum. And whatever happens this year, you get to the offseason next year, and then you have a choice to make, probably not with Brandon, but with Deebo. And you're right about the QB contract. When he signs for whatever million, and we can talk about it all year and we will, but when he signs that deal, it doesn't kick in right away. So if things go well this year for Deebo and Brandon, you can run them both back again the following year. And after that, most of Brandon's money, the guaranteed money, will largely be gone, and Deebo's will all be gone. So at that point, you could make hard choices. And even when you get to this upcoming offseason, I think the fact that you're giving Brandon Ayuk $47 million between now and next year's draft, that gives you a certain amount of flexibility to where he might even be more tradable if you decide that you do want to keep Deebo, and maybe you realize that Brandon is not the player that you want. So I think that the structure of this contract, and I haven't seen all the details, obviously it's my two-year-old's birthday, I've been running around in the splash pad and birthday cake, but I think that the fact that the majority of this money feels like it's front-loaded, that will give them more flexibility in the upcoming offseason.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely what it is. It's front-loaded. Okay, Mila's birthday go okay?
It went all right. She got run over at the splash pad, so we had to put her in the protocol. And okay. You know, she is day-to-day.
She's in the blue tent.
Dude, she was immediately at the, it's crazy. At this park, they have a blue tent, and they folded it over both of us. And Mila looked at me and she said, "Smelling salts, I want to get back in there." So I said, "All right, let's go."
Buddy, last thing is, you have expressed this week renewed or maybe just new Trent Williams concern. How does this affect that?
This makes me feel better about Trent getting done, but also it makes me feel bad. Not bad for Trent or the Niners, but for Jed York, because he just went into the vault and produced whatever million. We don't know what the exact guaranteed at signing number is, but it's probably around 50. I think you said it was 50, right? Guaranteed at signing. I don't know if those details are out, but whatever that number is, Jed had to go into the pocket, and now with Trent, and that's a loud knock at the door, by the way. His hands are gigantic.
Yep.
So that knock is coming, and he's saying, "Yeah, you gave Brandon 47 over the next 6 months. I'm going to want 47 and a half, Jed. So go ahead and keep the money drawer open, because it's my turn." And everybody knows that Trent's going to get broken off. He's going to get paid, and after I win our fantasy league, I'm willing to chip in for Jed York, because your boy had a monster draft now.
Please don't tell me you're one of these people that looks at the draft grades and feels good about themselves. Don't do that, Dan.
B+.
Don't do it.
Did you talk about the midday show and their draft?
No, it's kind of an important day. We got bigger fish to fry than the weird things.
Right.
Yeah, like what did Steinig drafted Kirk Cousins in like the fifth round or something? Yeah,
he just took Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, there's just weird stuff that happens. But anyway, drive safe, buddy.
Oh my God.
Thank you for calling
sir.
In.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Long time listener. Yeah, big fan.
And not first time caller. Okay.
For sure. All
thank
right.
you, Debs.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.